Okay, so we've come to the last siman, actually, Hilchos Nidos in Reish, which has to do with the Birchas HaTfilah. But Hashem, Sunday and Monday, I'll give an overview of some Mikvos issues, just to, not really part of the Hilchos Nidos curriculum, but just for familiarity. And we'll wrap up with that before Pesach, B'ez Hashem. We'll see if people are interested. Maybe on Tuesday, I'll give something on Hilchos Pesach. We'll talk about that next week, if people are interested.
What's the last day of
Wednesday? I'm not sure it's Tuesday or Wednesday. What's the last day? Wednesday is officially the last day. Okay, we'll figure it out next week. I'm around. Okay, so here we're talking about the bracha on Tefillah, Birchas HaTefillah. So we start here with a Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Zayin and Beis, source number one, where the Gemara mentions follows. We know we have a general rule, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kol HaMitzvos Mevarech Alein Over La'Asiyosam. Whenever you have a bracha to recite over the performance of a mitzvah, you make the bracha over La'Asiyosam, prior to the performance of the mitzvah. You know, that's a din, that really, that Sugya Pesachim, Daf Zayin and Beis, is really the locus of the source of that sugya. We know it from, you know, from all halachos of brachos, brachos and mitzvah. You always have to make a brachos and mitzvah prior to performing the mitzvah. And the Gemara wonders, it's a funny lashon, over la'asiyos. What does over mean? Well, my mashma, the high over, lishna da'gdumi, Rashi says, Rashi in source 2 says himself, over means kodem. Okay, but where did that come from exactly? So Amar Nachmitzah, Amar Kor, Vayora Tachimatz, Derek Nakikar, Vayavor Esakoshi, passed in front of somebody running. He got in front of somebody. They're talking about the story with Avshalom. So he got in front of it. And Abai Amar Hocha, a different posuk by Yaakov and Esau, and they were meeting, and they were over Elish name. He crossed in front of them. Okay, another posuk, Yubai Shem Hocha, Vayavor Malkov's name, Vashem Barosham. All right, these are all different examples where the word over or sorish, the source, or root of the word over means prior to. Okay, it means before. All right, so that's what over last says. It means, actually, I just mentioned the side. Over means, wanted to say kodem, you know. So over means not just before, but right before. Okay, generally speaking, so, you know, when they say you're putting a tefillin, you don't make a bracha, l'aneich tefillin, and then you take off your jacket, your shirt, and you roll up your sleeves, and then put the tefillin on. And I did. What do you mean? I said the bracha before, but before means right before. You get everything ready, and you put the tefillin on, and then you make the bracha. So over la'asiyosam means right before, not over the over. Sometimes, some call it kodem the kodem. Okay, that's a technical rule by brachas. Anyway, but then the Gemara says chutz min ha'tevila b'shofar, with the exception of tefila. Tefila is an exception to that rule. Going to the mikveh is an exception to the rule. You have to make the bracha prior to it. Also, tekiyah shofar is an exception to the rule. So the Gemara says, so Bishlam, I understand Tevila. I understand why you can't make a bracha. Tevila is an exception to the rule. You make the bracha afterwards. Why? Dakati gavra lo chazi. Because the person is not fit or ready to make a bracha by Tevila. As Rashi explains, the last of the Rashi in 2, there in Pesachim Tzayin Beis, Dakati gavra lo chazi, you go in Tevila is Balkari. Okay, Balkari has to go to the mikveh, but the Kaimel of the Brachas should also be the way to have a bracha. One opinion, the Gemara Brachas, when a person is a Balkari, so he's not allowed to make a bracha. So he can't make the bracha before going to the mikveh because he can't make a bracha then. So then there's no choice. Then you can't follow the rule of over la'asiyosim. The Ezra tikein tvila balikar and the way to have a mishuma hu tvila tikein b'chol ha'tvila b'chos l'masof. Important Rashi says, okay, so Balkari can't go to the mikveh. What's he got to do? He can't make a bracha when he's still a Balkari. But so what's it got to do with the Nida? What's it got to do with other Chayvei Tevilos? So Rashi says, well, the low plug, since there are some Chayvei Tevilos, they can't make the bracha until after the Tevila, then Tevila is in a general exception that you always make the bracha afterwards. That's what Rashi says at the end of source 2 there. Umishumahu Tevila tikun b'chol ha'tevilos b'chosan l'mishof. Okay? Very straightforward. Good. That's what Rashi says. Because strictly speaking, a woman who's a Nida is allowed to make a bracha. No restriction on Nida to make a bracha. But okay, the Gemara says chutz min ha'tefila shofar. The Gemara says bishlam again, third line of one. Bishlam ha'tefila dakati gavra l'chaza el shofar. My time, what's the problem with shofar? Kitei mishum dil mikalkali tkiya. Maybe the guy will make a brocha on tkiya shofar, and he won't be able to blow. Something will go wrong. See, there'll end up being a brocha l'batol. He made a brocha, nothing came out. I once had the experience in my own life. I'm not about to care, but I know how to blow. But I don't usually blow so. There was one year I forgot already. One day, Rosh Hashanah, something with the Baltic, I forgot it, so I had to blow. Now, usually, it's wise for a good Baltic to spend time practicing in advance because you toughen up your lips and you get your lips used to them. Well, I hadn't done that. And towards the end of the first 30, the Tekiyas Musha, my lips split. literally split my lip. And that's what happens sometimes. It's kind of a split to the point that I couldn't close my lip. I couldn't close the mouth enough to get the shayach. So I couldn't blow after that. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't get anything out. So someone finished up. We're all yotzei Baruch Hashem. But the lemaisa, sometimes that may happen. So it maybe happened in the beginning. A guy splits his lip. He flies the shofar, and then nothing comes out. So there'll be end up being a bracha v'atos. The word says yachay afilu shchita. So you should make a bracha for shchita either. Maybe you'll make a mistake. Shechting won't be a good shchita or mila. Of course, a more dramatic case, but it'll be some kind of mistake. Ela amar chista. You're right. Tkiyah shofar is not an exception. Ela amar chista chutz min atvila bilvad. One and only exception is tefillah. As a side point, I mean, you know, there's a whole discussion about the Gemara never really openly, never, the Gemara never mentioned the bracha to recite on tekiyah shofar. The bracha that we say, you know, the lishmo kol shofar is not, to the point it's actually machlokas, where the bracha is lishmo kol shofar or al tekiyah shofar, machlokas rishonim. The Gemara never discussed it. And there's some who hold that Medina the Gemara, the original din was no bracha on tekiyah shofar. The reason for that may be because some write that since the Iker Tekiyas are in Machas, Zichrons, and Shofars, okay, the Iker Tekiyas are Tekiyas, so that's in the context of Brachas. First of all, some blow in the Shalom Shmanasim. Even if you only blow in the Chazars and Shops, like the Ashkenazim, theoretically you can make a Bracha, but it's surrounded by Brachas. But, you know, whenever you have a mitzvah where there are other Brachas associated with it, there's no Birchas HaMitzvah. Some explain, since we were before Pesach, some explain that that's the answer as to why there is a Nesivus and a Haggadah, Maaseh Nisim, I think it's called. And in his Akdom, he explains, why is there no Brocha on the Mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? How come right before Magid, we start telling the story, or at least before Aram Yehovah Rabbi, whatever the main part of Magid, why don't we say, Brocha, the Mitzvah of Raisa, Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why don't we say Brocha, Sheker Shana Sona L'Saper, or Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? So some explain, because there are many other brachas associated with it. There are many other brachas that are built in to the Seder. Whenever you have a mitzvah that's already surrounded by brachas, some explain, why is there no bracha on Kriya Shema? How come before Shema? We don't say Shikr Shema Zahar, Likros Shema, or Al Kriya Shema. All right, so we have other brachas associated with Kriya Shema. We have they're not brachas on mitzvah per se, but there are other brachas. So why is there no brachas on mitzvah on benching? Before you bench, you say Brochas Rechon, the Levarch Brochas Hamazon. The answer is Brochas Hamazon itself is Broch. Why is it not Brochas Shmon Esrei? You know, so whenever you have other Brochas, so some explain that's by Tekiah Shofar also, why originally there's no Brocha. Because the Tekiah is the Mushav, according to some Rishon we blow before. That was a later edition. The Balamor, it's like that in Shoshana. But the Tekiah we blow before the Shmon Esrei, that's not the main mitzvah. The main mitzvah is the Tekiah Shofar, I'll say our Brochas, in association with Machas, Hamazon, and Shofars. About more right that the brachas that the tkiyas we blow before the Shmona Esrei, that was for people who couldn't stay in shul that long. They should at least hear there are 30 sounds. You know, they should hear the main sounds. But the real mitzvah is I'll say our brachas anyway. But here the Gemara it looks from this Gemara there is a mitzvah a bracha and tkiyas shofar anyway. But bottom line the Gemara concludes that Amar Chista Chut Beratzil Bavadi Matanya Mehachi Tovah VeOla Balioso has to come out of the mikveh. Okay, Balioso, you come out of the mikveh, you say Baruch Hashem Kitchon Son Ala Tefillah. Okay, that's the conclusion of this Gemara. Yeah. Now, Tosus points out that if you think about it for a moment, it quotes Rabbeinu Chananel that way, source 3. Tosus there, Pesachim, Zaman Beis, Ala Tefillah. Omer Rabbeinu Chananel, B'Shem Agon, from the Zagonim, Dafka B'Tefillah's Ger. This whole din of not being able to make a bracha until you come out of the mikveh, that's by someone who's converting, who's going to the mikveh for geirus purposes. Yeah, the lochazni konatul, the lost member of tzivano, the kati nachri. We can't say a brocha before the convert can't say a brocha. Share kiddush sharm. So he's not Jewish yet until after the tvila his conversion is incomplete. So you can't make a brocha and say the words asher kiddush sharm. So he doesn't have kiddush shtroy yet. It comes out of the mikveh. So he's still nachriu. However, says Rabbeinu Chananel, avos shar chay betzivano. Kigon Balkari, Kyoto Muto Lavar, Kinamrina, and so on. We pass like the other opinion that about in that Gemara Brach is the Balkari Yochol is Balavar, Halumud Kodu Tvila. Okay, so Rino Chananel says you have to read this Gemara carefully. When the Gemara says you're not allowed to make that someone going to the mikveh doesn't make the Brach until coming out, that's a Ger or Gioris, because they can't make the Brach until they've gone into the mikveh because they're not Jewish yet. They can't make a Brach, it's still a Nachri. But a Jew, whether it's a Balkari or Arkanida, what on earth is wrong? Why are we making the bracha before you go in? Right? What's the problem? She's Jewish. Okay, she can make a bracha. So why can't she say the bracha right before she goes into the mikveh? And that's what the Ben Ochanan implies. However, continues Tosfos on the third line, Afal Pichein, Omer Ri, the Ein Ligor Benoshim Brachos Achar Atvila. Nevertheless, we should not object. Apparently, the practice was that many women who were nidus did not make the bracha till coming out. And the Ri says, let's not get angry at that. Okay, it's okay, right? Kevandika Tvilas Ger, the Lomot Zidvarach, Lo Chilku, Lo Plug. You know, since you have the situation of a ger really can't make the bracha before going in. Okay, so once you have the ger, so we have many people extended it as kind of a low plug to other types of tefillah as well, including a nida, even though there's nothing wrong with them making a bracha before. Okay, and then he adds even, b'chein bin tefil sedayim. Okay, tefil sedayim. Lo chilku bin tefil achar shalachar b'sakise to lomotzi l'varach kodem. Okay, some say bin tefil sedayim. When you have to wash your hand, we don't make a bracha anyway. We make kashiyotzer. We don't make a bracha until the time that you're coming out of the bathroom. But again, until you come out of the bathroom, your hands are clean. You can't make the bracha. Okay, you can't make the bracha. So then, by the tefillah sedayim, also the more standard Ashkenazi practice is we don't make the bracha of al tefillah sedayim before washing your hands, before by bread by the tefillah sedayim for a suda. The Sfaradim make the bracha before, right? Make a bracha on the tefillah sedayim before washing your hands. Ashkenazim don't. We make the bracha after you wash your hands. So it says, Umil B'Tfilas HaDayim is a different reason because the Gemara says in Sota that the Tfilas HaDayim is not complete until you've dried your hands. So if you think about it for a moment, we Ashkenazim, we make the bracha on Tfilas HaDayim after washing your hands, but before drying them. Because that's still over lasiyosim. Right? Because you need nigu. Ochel lechem, lo nigu edam ki lechem tamei. Fine. All right, so that, but the Sfaradim, and some Ashkenazim too, I think of Shechta follows that practice, it makes the bracha on the time before washing hands. Okay, that's not the standard Ashkenazi practice. We do before drying. But anyway, the tefillah sedayim is similar to tefillah in the sense that it's a tefillah, so to speak, for your hands, right? So anyway, it's a different reason. When a person is about to go into the mikveh, we're concerned he's going to get chicken out. The freezing cold water, and forget, I'm not going. You know, that's where he can't make the bracha until he actually goes in. But once he's stepping in, okay, Tosa brings up something we discussed momentarily. They've got no clothes on. They're undressed. They're about to step into the water. You're undressed. So he says, "Achar shiore to azu arum, but also the rock mishum the libo roes ha'ervam." Come back to that point. Your heart, so to speak, the upper part of your body can see the base of erva, and that's disrespectful to make a bracha. So for those reasons, the practice, you come out, you put something on, you make the bracha afterwards. That's what appears. So there are different traditions about it, but the Ri says we shouldn't get upset if he has really no reason other than a ger. Let's say in our case, a nida should make the bracha before going to the mikvah. Okay. However, many people have the practice kind of a low plug from a ger to make the bracha afterwards, and he throws in the other thing of libor reserva, which we'll come back to. Okay. Now, the Gemara Brachas, just to see it, okay, the Gemara Brachas, Tosas there makes the comment. The Gemara Brachas, Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. Okay, so we'll learn something that the Yeshiva is learning this year. So it's four Brachas. The last day we'll get something in the Brachas, right? All right, anyway, so it says in Nun Aleph Amud Aleph and Brachas, Bo me name Rechista Misha Ochav Eshos Oloberg Mashi Yotzev Yor. General question, let's say somebody ate and drank and forgot to make a Brachas. Now you're hungry, you ran, you got a snack, you forgot to make a Brachas. Could happen, right? So you make a Brachas again. A guy who ate garlic and gave himself bad breath. So he wants to solve the problem by eating another piece of garlic. He had worse breath. And Rashi explains, what do you mean? You forgot, bad enough you forgot to make a shakol. You know, you're playing ball, you went to get, you grabbed the snapple and you drank it without making a bracha. Now you realize, oh, I forgot to make a bracha. So you should now say a bracha, but I'll drink it. If you're going to drink more, something else. I'm not going to drink more, so that I'm making it worse. Because not only did I make a bracha before I drank and before I ate, now I'm saying a bracha about Tova. Right? So Tosa says, okay, no, he says something else. He said, no, even if you finish, you can make another bracha. The Tanya, Tova va'ola, Omer balioso, baruch ha'shir k'shon sonu, ala tvilu. No. Just like with a mikveh, after you come out and make a bracha, so also you can make a bracha after you ate. Now, there's a difference in brichas hamitzvah and brichas hanenin, and I don't go into that now. I really recorded this gemara. I want to show you Tosfos, but there's a big discussion about it. Okay, but according to this gemara, there's a rabbi here that if you didn't make a bracha before eating, you can make the bracha afterwards. Even if you're eating more, then for sure, that's what you should do. Sometimes you realize in the middle, oh my gosh, I forgot to make a bracha. I'm drinking more. I'm having more to eat. So then, good, make the bracha then. But if they've already done, so that's a question. So there's a, Gemara makes a comparison between that and the case of tefillah, even though the Gemara is talking about Berachas HaNedrin, and it's talking about Berachas HaMitzvah. That is a parallel in a certain sense of salvation. One's point that Berachas HaNedrin, the Gemara says, is a matir, right? There's a matir. In some ways, Berachas HaMitzvah is also a matir. You're not allowed to do a mitzvah until you have a matir, you know. The brisket is everything needs a matir. So even doing a mitzvah needs a matir, right? So you need a matir to do the mitzvah. I don't say facetiously. I mean, you need a matir. You can't just do a mitzvah. So there's a parallel. There's a rabbit over there that the Rashbo quotes on that top. Anyway, not our issue now. But in any event, the... Yeah, you still make the bracha, even if you finish eating. And it gets just like by tefillah, you make the bracha afterwards. Okay? Now again, you can challenge the connection, but that's a Berachas HaNedrin and the Berachas HaMitzvah. That's not our topic. But yeah, that's what Rabbeinu said. Okay? But then the Gemara rejects it. The Gemara says, no, it's not true. You can't make that comparison. Not because of Berachas HaMitzvah versus Berachas HaNedrin, because there's a different reason. Eloi Hasam Meikara Gavra Lo Chozi. Hocha Meikara Gavra Chozi. In the case of the tefillah, like we said before, the guy couldn't make the bracha before. That's why he can make the bracha afterwards. This person could make the bracha before eating, just didn't. Okay, so it was sloppy. That's not the same thing. Okay, the carver, hove idchi idchi. Once it's done, it's done. It pushes aside. That's it. Okay, so that's what the Gemara answered. So okay, the Gemara said it's not the same thing. Over there, the guy couldn't make the bracha before. Here, he could have made the bracha. He just was careless and didn't. You can't make a comparison, right? So I'm not interested now in that issue of bracha on food. But Tos is there in brachos and alf and alf. Dim masmei korah six writes temo galo tomei eno osil varich. Okay, what do you mean? What do you mean? Why does the Gemara say beforehand he couldn't make the bracha? Yes, he could. We could was pierced by the karen assuming the meitorah without issue. So you know, is that true? We pass in bal kari can't make a bracha. Yesh lomar the mayer b'tfilas gerim. That's why I bring this Tosa. Tosa says that really the only one who can't make a bracha before is a ger. Okay, but once they have that rule by ger, it's a low plug. They have by all chayve tvilos, they shouldn't make the bracha until afterwards. And he says, okay, mitzvah zadayim. Same thing with mitzvah zadayim. Okay, and therefore, nog all the bracha kol shar bracha zadayim achar mitzvah. That's Ashkenazi practice by the Tosa's quote. Okay, so that's the that's what the Tosfos says. Just show you, take a look in the Bahag. Several halachos too, and Mem Aleph, and it was needed seven. Kad he writes, Kad salka mitvila. When you've completed the tvila, then mechayve lebruchah. He quotes that Gemara Pesachim. That's certainly a practice that many assume that we will allow the make a bracha after the tvila. So we paskin, but that's his good. You with me? Good. But now, there's another issue, okay, and that is the issue that the Tosfos brought up there in Pesachim, the issue of libo roes ha'erva, okay, the tznius issue, okay. There is a Mishnah in Chala, Perek Bey's Mishnah Gimel, source 8, okay. Ha'isha yosheves v'kotze chalsa aruma, okay. A woman is now working with dough. Nobody's around. She's working in private, but she takes off her clothes. Okay, because you don't want to get anything all sticky and dirty with the dough and so on and so forth. Okay, so it says here she can do that. All right, and the reason it's and she can be mafresh challah. Apparently, even with a bracha. Apparently, even if she's a nida, doesn't matter. Okay, it doesn't matter. She can make the bracha. Okay, and why? Because she chol chasos at, because she can cover her erva. But a man can't do that. What's why not? The Bartanur explains on that mission Chala Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. The Chala is a Masechta right at the end of Zeruim. It's at 9. B'fareshes Chala u'mivareches ala frashos. Okay, the Bartanur explains the mission means not just he can be mafresh Chala, she can make the bracha too. B'hu sheponeh shalmata tochos mekarka b'chol ervosa mechusa. Okay, but she's sitting such that her erva is basically covered by, it's covered. Okay. This is about gobos means the rear end, the buttocks, that's not an erva problem for bracha, not an erva. Aval ish, eri yochel baruch arm, she yev shol achaz arvosa, she bolte babetzi magir. A man's genitalia is not covered when you're sitting down. Right? That's why it says the Mishnah, avaloa ish. A woman, her be'erva is covered when she sits, right? I mean, the way the woman's anatomy is, the genitalia is at the bottom, right? So sitting, it's covered. A man's genitalia is in the front. Okay, so that's the Mishnah in Chalas. So the Gemara in Brachas, of Dar and Aleph, quotes this Mishnah, source 10. Blame is Hailer Huna. Aisha Shavs the Kotzal Chalas, the Roman Age quotes the whole Mishnah, and the Tir Gemara, where if you're Nachman Yitzhak, don't show Paneh, Tokos Bekarka. Clarifies what the Bartanur said. That's where Bartanur got it from. The Mishnah didn't exactly say that she had to be sitting, but that's what the Gemara in Brachas and Chavtal Rav of Nachum Yitzchak explained. You know, she was sitting in such a way that her erva was covered. Okay, that's where the Bartanur got it from. All right, and Rashi explains there in Brachas Chavtal Rav. There's no Rashi on that Mishnah Chala, but the Gemara quotes the Mishnah Chala 11. In 10:11, so 11 Rashi says, "But Kol Tzavalas Roma Afal Pisha Orom Also Levarich." Even though you're not allowed to make a bracha when you have no clothes on, but Isha Yosheves Muteris, but a woman can make a bracha when she's sitting, should be Shivasa when she's sitting, Paneshamata Mechusa Makarka. But not Ish, because again, his genitalia are protrude. Okay. All right. And that's what it means. Good, but told the Vukos Mechusa Makarka. That's what it means. All right. And the Meir explains that's Aloha there in the Brachas of Talmud 12. How do you do that? She just sits with her legs together and the whole air is covered up. Right? Just when she's sitting, she pulls her legs together and then everything's blocked. Okay, we get the idea. So what does that have to do with us? Okay. The idea is that we see that when you make a bracha, that the makom erva can't be exposed, right? So let's bring it back to our situation here, all right? The Ravan, let me show him, in the Nida Simon Shin Chof Ches, well, Ezra ibn Nosson, let me show him the Ravan. Okay, right, as follows in 13. Acharei Tvila, he says, like we said before, Acharei Tvila, Tevarech ala Tvila. Question is when? But when? Okay, we said before, low plug, whatever, we don't make the bracha on the tefillah until after. How long after? An hour later? 2 days later? I mean, I don't know, what's the limit? So he says, Kishi omedes beso hamayim, when she's in the water. Make the bracha when she's in the water. Okay? That's what he says. Im heim amukim, shemichas nisliba, vim heim achurin. He says two things. If the water is deep enough that the top part of the body is covered, so the head is out of the water, but the top part of the body is covered, and Achuri means like murky waters. It doesn't mean dirty, but kind of murky water, as opposed to crystal clear waters. Okay? Being slulim, and what if the waters are clear? So, ochrim ragleo. You kick up, you know, with your feet, kick it up so it bubbles, you know, either it's dirt, if you're in a stream or a mikveh has a dirt floor. So, you know, you kick up the dirt, and even if there's no dirt, but you make bubbles, you know, so the water's not clear. You can't see the parts of the body. Okay, that's what the Ravan writes. Now, Ve'ilo Matzin, we know you can't do it. It's just clear water. There's no way to achieve that. Tilbash Chaluka Ba'od Ragle B'mayim. Then she should keep her smock, her garment, or shirt, whatever. Keep it on. Ba'od Ragle B'mayim. When she starts to walk down, you know, keep the, and then starts to walk down the steps into the mikveh, right? And then take it off right then. Shetei bracha smucha l'tvila. Okay, she's already partially tovel, right? She's already in the water a little bit. That's what he said. But he writes, kodem tvila lo tavarach. But before going in altogether, can't make the bracha. That's that low plug. Rav Shmuel quotes that Gemara in Pesachim and so on. Okay, now, he also quotes, the Ravan does, that again, as a general rule, an arum, right? There's certain people who can't make a bracha. Okay, can't make a bracha. Shikr and Arum and so on, you can't make a bracha. And yeah. Now he writes that Yesh Mefarshim, that the whole Gemara there in Pesachim was only about it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. What is it?
Well, I think so.
When she's going out, put something on, but her feet are still there, so she's still partially in. I'm sorry, you're right. I said going down. I didn't mean going up. I'm sorry. You're right. Did I say going down? I'm sorry. I mean, when she's coming out, so put the shirt, keep the shirt right there, the towel, or the robe, whatever is right there by the know, by the railing, whatever you're going in, and then put it on. When she's still standing in the water, she's still, you know, it's still part of the tefillah. Yeah, I'm sorry. Better make that clear. I made a mistake. Anyway, then he mentioned that he does say that some learned that whole Gemara Pesachim and said tefillah's ger is the only exception because he can't say, right, he can't say Asher Kishon Zon Dakatil on the Scottish mitzvahs. I will call Shar to Rechem Kodor and tefillah. Okay, he acknowledged the fact that some do say that, right? They say that there's no problem whatsoever. You can do it right before you go to the mikveh. She can stand there with a robe on or jacket on, coat or shirt on, whatever, make the bracha and go right down. No problem before. But he says, lo nehira. I don't think it's true, he says. I don't think it's right. I know some learn the Gemara that way, like we saw. But he said, I don't think it's true. Why? Because in the Gemara, it should have said, not chutz min ha-tvila, but it should have said chutz min tvila saker. You know, why was the Gemara specific? And if it's talking all about a ger, the Gemara should have said, that's what the Rabban writes. Since it just said tvila, tvila's kolat min. That's the opinion of the Rabban. Okay, the ger is not the only exception because other Gemara should have said so. And since it has said tvila in general, then we learn it applies to everybody. Good? All right, so that's the position of the Rabban. The Meiri, there in Pesachim Zayin Beis Din Lasso Kol Mitzvahs, he says, "Mikol Makom Dolar Rabbanim Kosher Shavu Achad Shulz Bal Keri Huskan Abrochal Achad Tvila Af Bechol Brochas Kain Bechain Das Atosus Achad Shulz Sager Gam Kain Huskan Bechain Ani Omer Shemin Adin Ein Roy Levarach Ela Achad Tvila." That's what Miriam himself says. Okay, and he says, "I so how come by Hafroshas Chala, you know, she was allowed to do it." You know, we knew right before, okay. And so he said it's not the same thing because there the he said Avot Tefila she bo achshav there the he gives a reason why it's different. He says that that's you know she's you know the nida can make a brocha on a froshes challah, all right. But in other words, the Miri seems to have a different angle. There's also the fact that a nida is tameya. So what? So it's also not proper to make a brocha. It's not proper to make a bracha. She's about to become tahora. Make the bracha when you're in a higher status, so to speak. That's, I think, what the Miri is getting at. I, the Frosh's Kala case. Okay, because she's even, because you look back at the Mishnah, Aisha, back in Perk Bay's Mishnah Gimel Chala, source 8, Aisha, Yosheva's a Kotza Chalosa, sounds like even Anita can do it. She's making a bracha. The Miri says, yeah, because she's not about to become tahora now. Right? Here, wait 2 minutes, right? In other words, here, there's all the choice, okay? But that's the meaning, okay? Anyway, and he mentioned about the Tzedakah, we mentioned, and he says, look at the end. Shekol she'efshar lebinikiyas kachu beroy. If you can accomplish it when you're already cleaner, so to speak, you're already more tar, that's better. The Afroshas Chala case, she's in either, she needs the next 5 days, so we can't do Afroshas Chala. So there's no choice. She has to make the bracha. But a woman's about to go into the mikveh and become tahor, so make the bracha after you come out. You hear the Miri? It's a little bit of a different angle. The same idea. Okay, good. That's the Miri. Tosis. However, yeah.
That would imply, so the Miri is admitting that it would be okay, but
I think it's hard to say if that's true, but I think so. Okay. He says, look at the last words. Eino roi levorach ad shisnake hovu somach l'nikiyoso. You're about to do it. V'chein ikar. I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay. Sounds like he's saying you're right. More like
especially before
the ball carrier. Yeah, right. Yeah, I understand. Okay, good. But I do want to point out that not everybody agrees with this whole idea of making the bracha afterwards. For example, Tosus and Chulin, Kuf Lamed Vav Med Beis 15, Dirmasel Karabi Loi, quotes of Haigon. He says, he quotes in Warm Pesachim, Kol Mitzvahs Kulan Mevarach Alein Ovelos Rechutz Min Atvila Hainu Betvilas Ger. He Taka learns that the only one and only exception is Tvilas Ger, and not other Tvilas. Okay, well, Bishar Tvilas Afal Pishu Tomei Mevorech before. So Rav Haigon, you know, with the Ravan's objection, why did the Gemara say so? So he'll answer, well, that's what the Gemara meant. Okay, I didn't say so. Okay, it's a good kasha. Sometimes the Gemara is not as explicit as we would like. It wouldn't be the first time, it won't be the last time. So Rav Haigon says, means Tvilas Ager, other Gaonim also. And I quoted other from the Gonim, you know, a different collection of the Chubas Argonims and the Shari Chuba collection, Sim above 16. Aval Tvila Shemitza Zobo Yoledes, Mevarachin Ma'acharkach Tovlin. Anita Yoledes, you have to go to the mikveh, make the bracha for his then gone. Aye, what about the Gemara? No, Lo Kashal and Mashakaz Kamabil Bracha, what else? Ahuba Tvila's Ger, or Eved, the same thing, someone converting. They can't make the bracha, not Jewish yet. That's the exception. Okay, you hear? So I'm just pointing out that if someone reject this whole thing, I said, no problem, make the bracha before you go in. In the Chuvas Hagonim, in the Shari Chuvas Sim Reish Beis, okay, I don't know if that's a printing mistake, should say Rav Sadi, whoever it is, you know, the talking about Tvila and Erev Yom Kippur. The men go Erev Yom Kippur. So we don't make a bracha. The men who go Erev Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur is brought down halacha, you know, so then we don't make a bracha altogether, but he quotes the call echa becha tov of Erev Kippur valioso milutol baruch haTefillah. We come out of the mikveh making, but then a rabbi Ritzok even gays the Ritz gays. Okay, Tefillah zu came and she was a kind of chomer shonu lo bas brocha. We don't make a brocha on the Tefillah Erev Kippur because it's really a later practice, not required by the Gemara. Okay, but he says, in general, those that are, you make the bracha before going in. So, you know, we had a number of different shitas about it. And if you take a look in the Or Zeruah, in the Chelek Beis Hilchos Shochem in Reish Nun Vav 18, he says what we just saw, namely, Ala Tvila Nechleku Gona Yisroel. Okay, the Machlokas, in the Gona, the Rishonim. Yeshomim, the Tvila's Ger Bilvad, Mevarach and Achar Tvila, right? Some say only... by Ger, do you make it after? It's not Roy to make the bracha and so on, right? And other people can. Yeshom with the low chilko, main tvila too. No, the low plug. The bottom line is the machlokas. Okay, the machlokas. The riff in Psachim, Daftan and Alf on the page of the riff, okay, the riff in Psachim, Haskins that this way, that by Ger, okay, he makes the bracha afterwards. Look on the third line. Aval says the riff. Shar chai ve'tvilos, okay. Mivorchin v'achar kach tovon. That's the riff. You make the bracha before. The one and only exception is the ger. So therefore, neither should make the bracha before. Okay. Not only the riff, Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer Ayosher, the Chelek HaKilushim is in Tov Vav and Akimon Psochim. He says the only exception is the ger, and everyone else it's only the ger, and therefore he writes at the end pretty strongly. Okay, he's aware of the meaning. He's aware of the meaning that some people do it afterwards. But he writes, look at this: Arav Rav Yaakov, Arav Shimshon, Hodu Kach Demuta Lefaris Mon Horas Adavar Ki Chilul Hashem Hu Shetovlos Umaakvos Ad Achar Kiyam Hamitzvos. Okay, the Re, if you remember back in Tosis, was aware of the practice back in Tosis in Pesachim Zayin Beis in Source 3, Line 3. Omeri Ein Ligor Benoshim Mishavarchos Achar Tefila. You don't have to object to the women who make the bracha afterwards. But Tom says, you do have to object. It's wrong. Okay, he quotes these Balei Tosfos, it's wrong. He calls it Chil Hashem. Ki manishtanas, since we're from Pesach, manishtana, this bracha of all other brachas. Why is this bracha different than all the brachas? We always make brachas before. Since we make a bracha before too, right? That's a minute of time. So, and he says also, I says, throw in, v'gam ma'ashenog o'amlevarach achar etus daim tos will be other. And like that. In fact, we wash, make the bracha after this, after Tosin dying. But it's also a mistake. Okay, that's it.
Did you say the bracha before Tosin?
That's what he holds. Well, we don't follow. I mean, most Ashkenazim don't follow. Tom says, yeah. He says, it's a mistake. And neither make the bracha, it's also a mistake. Either Gemara, I was talking about a gear. Yeah. But Tosin can make the same thing too. Okay, it could be, it's a good point. Not our topic. Tosfos it talks about the Tefillas Kelim also. That's it. There's a low plug. Those who say low plug, some actually extend it even to Tefillas Kelim. They make the brachas. I don't think that's accepted what practice. We say it before. Even Ashkenazim say it before. They say low plug is not a human being. But I think the Tosfos I think brings it up. Yeah. Okay. But in any event, that is the position. So Tom has pretty strong words about it. Okay. If you look in the Bala Nefesh and the Ravid. He quotes this also, and he says also that I'm just trying to point out to you, many of you showed him. Hold that you make the bracha before. Then arrive in the Balei Nefesh, Mekame the Titvol Boiler Brucha, the second line. Okay, Mekame before. Okay, because Anita, why? A ger is not eligible to make a bracha yet. He's not Jewish. About Anita, Chai's in a bracha, she's eligible. Like that we see by the case of Farshas Chala. Okay, and that's the sheet of the rift. The Ram. In the Chidushim, to Pesachim Zaren Beis, Din Maslo Chutz Min HaTefillah, 22, he quotes Rashi, okay, who holds that Tiknu B'Kulon Shivarach Lachar Tefillah. That was Rashi. Rashi says, you know, we saw that before, you always make a bracha after Tefillah, okay, and he likes it, Avodah Zarif, so I was not like that. Quotes the Golem, that there's only Tefillas Hagayim. So the Rosh in Pesachim, Perak Aleph, Siman Yud, 23 is sort of non-committal. Okay, the Rosh in Pesachim, it just is kind of non-committal. He quotes the different shitas. However, in his Hilchos Nida, that's in Pesachim, on the Sugi in Pesachim, Perak Aleph, Siman Yud, 23. The Rosh in Pesachim kind of just quotes a different, she quotes both shitas. Make the bracha before, make the bracha after. But in Hilchos Nida, remember I told you the Rosh in the back of Hilchos Nida has it called Hilchos Nida Bekitzer, right, as a summary, right? So he writes in Siman Beis, Ukesha Poshetes Mabusha, Kesha Omedes Bechaluka, Tevorech. Okay, he says the bracha is before. Brachos first. She should stand in her robe. Okay, she takes off her other clothes and stand in a robe or some type of smock or something like that. You know, something loose fitting. Make the bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kishon Zal Atzila. Then the tifshol chalukah and take that thing off too and the tipol. So that's clearly the opinion of the Rosh in the Hilchos Nida. You make the bracha before going to the mikveh, and that is how the Rambam paskins as well. Okay. Parak Yud Aleph Hilchos Brachos Halacha Zayin. Ein Rambam is pretty definitive as usual. 25. Ein lecha mitzvah shemivarchin achar asiyosa ela tefilas hager bilvad. There's no bracha that you make after the mitzvah except for tefilas hager because he can't do it before. Lefichach hashiva, he has no choice. Okay, but anyone else has to do it. So again, clearly it's a big machlokas rishonim. And we'll see how we paskin, but that's a big machlokas rishonim by Anita going to the mikveh. Clearly, the Rambam for sure, the only one and only exception to this idea. All right, now let me just discuss also the concern of being covered up, because really there are two concerns. Make that clear. Okay, really there are two concerns. There's a concern of being naked. Okay, even if, because remember what we said before. We said before that the woman who's mafresh chala can be naked as long as her erva is covered. The question is, what about stam being naked? You know, there seem to be two issues. Is being naked, even if the erva is, and it's something called libo roas erva. Okay, nothing in between your upper part of your body and your lower part, where your heart is and so on, and the lower part of the body. So we have to look at that now, and there are two different issues. Okay, what if, do I have to have something in between? So let's look at the Gemara in Brachas. Okay, because again, and the role that the water itself plays. So that's the Mishnah in Brachas, Chav Beis and Mabeis. Okay, this is talking about a Balkari and so on. So your Mishnah says, a man going to the mikveh, 26, says, Yarad Litvo. Okay, one guy went to the mikveh and then realized that it's Zman Kriya Shma. It's about to end Zman Kriya Shma, whatever. He wants to do Zman Kriya Shma at the best time. And he's in the mikveh, he's in the water. So in Yochol Lalos Liskasos Olikros Adshelohan Teonetachama Yalam Yiskasim Yichasim Yiskasim Yikro. If he calculates and have enough time to get out of the mikveh and cover himself up, that's the proper thing. Then say Kriyishma, good. Imlav Yiskase Bamayim Yikro. Let him say the Kriyishma when he's in the water. Okay. And when he's in the water. So he is not really naked because he's covered by the water. And the other problem we'll see shortly, but he's not really naked. That's what Gemara says. Okay. Apparently, that according to this opinion, as long as you're not naked, you're not considered naked if you're in the water. I mean, something is naked means nothing covering the body. Okay. This guy's got the water covering the body. Then it says, the side point, there's a Mishnah Brachos, Mishnah, on base, on base. Don't cover yourself with smelly water, other issues related to Kriya Shema. Okay? So the Gemara asks, 1 second, that's the Mishnah on Chav Beis and Beis. But look in the Gemara on Chav Heim and Beis, the Gemara on that Mishnah asks, 1 second, what do you mean, Imlav Yiskaseh B'mayim Yikro, cover yourself up with the water? You have a different problem. True, you're not naked because your body is covered by the water, but V'harei Libo Roas HaErva, the second problem, I told you, two issues. There's a second problem. There's nothing separating your heart, your upper part of your body, and the lower part of your body. That's a problem too. Good, you're not naked because the water's covering you. The same thing would be if you're wearing a house coat. That's all. You're naked and you're just wearing like a robe without a belt. There's nothing dividing the upper part of the body and the lower part of you. You're not naked, but you have libo roas erva. Okay, you have libo roas erva. There's no separation between the upper part of the body and the lower part. That's the second problem. Like we're asked, so how does just covering yourself with the water work? So then the Gemara says, anyway, I'll relate. That's the question the Gemara asks. Isn't there a problem with Libor service? So the Gemara says, Amar Belezer, Mishum, there's a difference when the water is murky and so on. Shalom, then it's like there is something in between because there's no direct contact because the water is dirty, the other stuff in there. But okay, Tanar Bonum, Mayim Tzolin, Mayim Tzolin, clear water, you can sit, water up to your neck and make the bracha. Tanakama, how can you? The answer is Mutter. Okay, Tanakama hold it, that's not a problem, that's Mutter. But we assume there is a problem. Look in Rashi. Brachas Chofen Beis, 28, Vare Libor Se'erba, Kasal Kadata, Kol Eber, Shein Darko, Liro Se'erba, Varos, Vishas Shekor V'Torah, Kvina Bo Liyorecha Be'ervas Dover. It's based on the Pasuk in the Torah, Lo Yerbecha Ervas Dover. It's any part of the body, which is usually not directly, there's no problem with your leg, you see, the Erva's right there, right? It's the only part of the body that's not generally exposed, okay? The Rashbo, over there in Brachos, the Kedushim writes, Roa erva doesn't mean your eyes can see it, it just means it's exposed. All right, anyway, look in the Rambam, Hilchos Kriya Shema Perek Beis Halacha Zayin.
Being not exposed, meaning,
No, so no, there's a din of lo yera. That's what Rashi said there in 28.
No,
Lo yera b'cha ervas davar. So that's derived.
Okay.
All right. So the Rambam in Hilchos Kriya Shema says the following, and you'll see it. You'll see. Look in the Rambam. Perek Beis Halacha Zayin. So Rambam says that basically the rule is, that, the same way you can't say Kriya Shema when you can see somebody else's erev. Right, the erva, anything which is erva, you can't say Kriya Shema. That's a discussion about saying Kriya Shema in front of a woman whose hair is uncovered. Anything which is called erva, you can't say Kriya Shema in front of them. So too, you can't say when your own erva is exposed. But if you have something wrapped around your waist, and then it's not a problem. So that's what the Gemara there in Brachas on Chavdalam Bay says, 31, Tan Rabbanan. Okay, you can sort of wrap your talis doesn't mean here talis, it's a garment, your night shirt or whatever it is, your garment. Okay, you put that around your neck. You can say Kriya Shema Yeshua, it's got to be around your libo. Okay. Otherwise, it's Hare Lo Libo Ro Serva. You got to have a separation. I just want to say this now, but the whole idea of a gartel, you see them wear a gartel? That's the idea of a gartel, to separate them. Now, we don't, many people don't wear it today. The way our clothes are, they're covered anyway. You have a belt, regular belt anyway. The way our pants and shirt, there is division.
Even the underwear is an elastic
band. Elastic band and many other answers. But see, the idea of the gartel, that's what comes from. Okay, anyway, so I wouldn't have to spend that much time on this, but. Tanakama holds the Rosh and Liber is not a problem. Okay, and Rashi explains over there the person was sleeping with, naked underneath this nightshirt, Okay, so in Hilchos Kriya Shema, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Zayin, the Rambam writes, okay, that's where these didn't come up, as I said before in Kriya Shema, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Zayin, the Rambam writes, and again, like I said before, Kishem Shu Osir Kenegar Eves Acherim, Kainu Osir Likos Kenegar Vosso, Velo Yikra Kishu Orem Achi Skasa Ervoso. Okay, and we also choshesh b'nei shelibo ro'es ha'erev. All right, and he mentioned like a chagora, a belt, and so on. So in Hilchos Kriya Shema and the Shulchan Aruch and Arachaim Siman Ayin Dal Tzipalim, Hayoshen Aron B'talisa. You were sleeping naked under just a garment. What do you call it? The nightshirt. A woman wear a nightgown. Sometimes you're naked under the nightgown. Today people probably sleep most of the time in sweats or whatever it is, more common. You know, women had nightgowns, just in pajamas, or people, men also would sleep in these long, I don't know what they call it, I think nightshirts, they were called. You know, they didn't have anything underneath. That's the case. So then you've got to cover something because you want to avoid libor ha'aser erva. We pass in libor ha'aser is also, okay? And that's the Mishnah Berurah there. It's what Ayin Dal explains in Katan Aleph, okay? And we're talking about someone sleeping without pants is the point. All right, now, we look at the Mishnah Berurah in Katan Dalet there in Siman Ayin Dalet. He says, Erva b'ri'ah tali rachmana, because it says, lo yira'a b'cha erva's dover. Okay, and ri'ah has to do with the lave, because libi ra'a har b'cha wasn't koheles. All right, b'da. And what he says, exactly what I told you before, two issues. B'da. Da'filu in libo mechuse b'beged, lahafsig b'eno l'veina erva. Even if you have a garment, something separating your lave from your erva, sorach the ervosa gamkin, but the erva should be covered as well. Right? Even though it's two din. One is not to be naked, the erva shouldn't be exposed. Number two, there shouldn't be connection between upper part and the lower part of the body. Okay, that's how the Mishnah Berurah learns out. If you look in the Bir Halacha, okay, there in Siman Ayin Daled Sif Aleph 36, he has in Pirkei Avot, there are five issues here to summarize this whole thing. So Bir Halacha summarize everything there clearly. Okay, in the name of the Pirkei Avot. Take a look at 36. Bir Halacha in Siman Ayin Daled Sif Aleph Dir Maaseh Natik Bo Agdama Pirkei Avot. Aleph, da ki adin iser erva mu'ur simen zeh v'simen ayin hei. That was one of the other things that talks about this. Nechlak chamisha halakim. Five issues. Aleph, eino roa ervaso. Your eye, you can see with your own eyes, you can see your erva. Two, libo roa ervaso. Even if you can't see, the position is such that you can't see it, but there's no separation in the upper and lower part of the body. Kigon, shuholech b'cholok b'li mechnasayim. You're walking with a long shirt, without pants on. So you can't see your erva because you're wearing a robe. Okay, you can't see your erva, right? Here's an example. You're walking with a smock on or a nightshirt or whatever, long robe. Okay, and there's no belt. B'li Ezor, there's no belt. Okay, or kigon shara mushkab orum tachas mechase. You're naked under a blanket. So your eyes can't see your erva. But your heart can, so to speak. Right? There's no separation. That's the second problem. That's called libor ervoso. Gimel, gilu erva, okay, where the erva is exposed. Kigon shalom beisa arum afshotzi rosh shalachutz labayis. Vegam libo mechusa bebeged. If you're wearing, you stick your head out so you can't see anything. Or you're wearing a shirt, a t-shirt, but you're naked from the waist down. Okay, so then your eyes, well, then your eyes probably could. So let's say you can't see it with it, but it's exposed. Okay, libor ha'erva im kozeh yesh kan isum shum gil erva. Dalin eino roa ervas chaveiro. You can see somebody else's erva. Okay, it doesn't matter if it's a Jew or a non-Jew. Five libor roa ervas chaveiro. All right, they have the five things that are of concern over here by Kriyat Shema. That's the issue. The Hilchos Kriyat Shema. But as you see, it's the same thing by other brachos. So the Beis Yosef. There in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, writes in the name of the in Siman Ayin Dalet Os Dalet, quotes the Or HaChaim, Nireh shanoshim kolos levorach lispalel kishen levushos acholak afal pisha enu afsig lamata menachozeh pisha ervason lamata ma'od. Beis Yosef quotes a chilek between men and women in this regard. That if a woman is wearing a nightgown, okay, and so therefore she can't, even though there's no interruption between the upper part of the body and the lower part of the body, but again, because of the woman's anatomy, the genitalia is underneath. So it's not really libo rosa erba. Okay? That's what he says. Ain't libo rosa erba. The lo bina tochos b'karkas and rumos. You only have to sit in on the ground, so to speak, when in the case of challah, when she has nothing on. But if she has this nightshirt on, it's not a problem. So that's the Or HaChaim has that Kula, that a woman doesn't have to worry about this problem if she's wearing a, you know, a smock or a nightshirt or so, nightgown and so on. Okay. However, the Bala Nefesh and the Shaar HaTzvi and Gimel disagrees with that. Okay, disagrees. Okay. So it's not so simple. So what do we say in Hilchos Kriyat Shema? So Siman Ayin Dalet, Siv Dalet, 39, the Chaber quotes that day of the Or HaChaim as a Yesh Misha Omer. See that? Yesh Misha Omer. The rabbi's worried about it by a woman also, but the it's Siman Ayin Dalet, Siv Dalet, 39. Yesh Mishomer, Shanoshim Yicholos Baruchas Palakashen Lewis of Chalak, Afal Pishan of Sivu Matra Alev. Okay, but the Ramah, okay, that's the Shita of Baruchas Chaim. Shulchan Aruch quotes it, okay, but the Ramah is concerned, the name of the Beis Yosef, right? It's the name of the Bala Nefesh. Imhena Rumos, Tzorach Seherbish, and Tovos Barkarka, and so on. So it has to be covered. So the Bach, by us here, let's come back to those either for a moment. Your day of Simon Reish, our Simon, in Osalvim 40, he says, Kevin the Talmud Amuchel had to Ike Sur Leisha, but medicine Liboros Erva. That's what all the poskim say. Ein Lono Lishma Dibra Yochid Shakosal Lahokil. He rejects that Orchus Chaim. Okay, it says the Das Yochid, and we reject it. And we don't, even by a woman, and he writes to the end, Al Kain, Tzvich Ha'isha Levorach, Ba'odah B'mayim, Kishim Ha'churin, O'lubash Chalukah, V'lasim Adel, Ha'chalok L'mata V'liba. Okay, so other ways to do it, you can cross your aim, you can make an, that's a further discussion. Can you make a separation yourself? You know how? Cross your hands like this, and now there's a separation. I cross my hands. And that's a question whether your body can be sort of a hefsek body, right? Somebody out by Tachanun, in Shabur, we know by Tachanun that you should fall when you fall, you know, you feel so pain. So you shouldn't fall on your bare arm. That's just another part of your body. You should have a jacket or something. All right, I don't know if I was supposed to read that, but anyway, that's the box. So if you look at the Shabur, there in Simon Ayin Dalet, Sivkot and Tez Zayin, okay, he quotes, it's a good thing also, quotes the Bach, and it's good to be Machmir, okay, either to wear something, right? In other words, if you can, the water itself can be a separation. If you stand in the water, not all the way up to your neck, you stand the water up to the belly, let's say, then the water itself is like the belt. Because there's a separation between the upper part of the body, or, osha techabek, as well as that, make a cross your arm. All right. So those are different things. We'll see in a moment how we paskin. One of the horror, it's Rabbeinu Yonah. Who brings this? I just want to show it to you. Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachos on the Rif, page 10th sign of the base, and page of the Rif, talks about if you have clear water. So he also talks about the name of Rabbani Tzarfas, Shim Adam Mechabe Gufo Buzeroso. That's also called a Hefsik. You know, create your own Hefsik. All right. So having said all this, let's come now to our Shulchan Aruch here. Yeredeus and Reish, Sif Aleph. That's all it is, right? There in the Sif. It says as follows. Sif Aleph. Kishe Poshetes Malbushel. Kishomedes bechaluka tivorech asher kedushan of the tzavzor ala tefila the tivshor chaluka betipol. So first of all, the chaber says the bracha is when before, and she should stand just in a chaluka, just this robe, or you know, before she goes into the water, she takes all the clothes off, and she's wearing a robe or what I call the nightshirt, nightgown, and so on. Make the bracha. Okay, now imlo bercha tivorech lachash tikonis at sabora b'mayim. Okay, she didn't make the bracha then. She can still say the bracha, you know, when she goes up to her neck in the water. But if the water is crystal clear, ochartam ragla, she should kick up some dust and some bubbles, make the bracha. Okay, but anyway, the bottom line is, Mechaber says, she takes off her clothes, wears the robe, makes the bracha, then take off the robe and go in. She didn't make the bracha then, and she can make it afterwards. So it's proper to make the bracha before. But the Rambam writes, Ramah quotes the other Rishon. Okay, he said, no, you don't make the bracha until after the tefillah. And he says, Mechei Noagim. That's the minhag among Ashkenazim. Shalachar HaTefillah. Ba'oda Omedes Toch HaMayim. Mechaseh Tach Bido B'chaluk HaVar. He said, before Yar, when she comes out of the water, so Ramah mentions, put something on just then, when she's still standing, her feet are still in the water, and make the bracha then. So that's the idea of the Ramah. And that's what he says. Now, all right. By the way, in the parentheses, I want to show you where Ramah quotes when he says, don't make the bracha till afterwards. It says, Tur, you see on the third line of 14, Tur b'shem ba'alach hazdozu hu bahag, Rashi, it says Ramban, but I don't think it means Ramban, it means Ra'avan, we saw. Well, also, I think it's a printing mistake, it should say Ra'avan. Anyway, that's again over there. The Shalah, however, writes in the Shara Osios, Oskuf, Kedushas HaZivug, in this arrangement, Simon Shin Pei, 44. Pavirchas HaTvila Yesh Machokas, as we saw. Ima Isha Tavara Kodon Tvila, Achar Shtelon Tvila, I saw a pious person. After she has done the whole tvila one time, tasa bracha, la'achar shetivorach, tikpo palm shenis. Okay, get the best of all possible worlds, right? Not, we were going to say not really, because you've done already, right? What do you get? So that's a great question. So he then, that's why he throws in, and I you know, just say what he says. Ubezeh ta'aseh kedusha yaseira. Oh, it's more kedusha. Why? I don't know. Okay. And tia yotzeh gamken l'shnei adeis. Okay. And then you yotzeh all the days. That's the shlo. It's a little strange because, you know, once it's done, it's done. Right? So what is the second time accomplished? Now, and the Chavos Yar also quotes us in the Tshuva, it's in Kuf Pei Aleph 45. Chavos Yar writes, Acharka nodu shiktsas noshim nogos kein. Umevorchos al tzilosim bein shnei atvilos. That's, I think, a very common practice. I think that's what most of our women do. Okay, they do it twice. I think so. Okay. Okay, no, the Lord is passing a minute with things suffering. The minute started because of the suffering. Okay. And so I think that is the minute. They make the bracha before, then they dunk and come out. But again, they cover themselves with their hands or the water is the separation and so on. But that's, that's the practice. Now we should say full disclosure. Okay, full disclosure. And you can dunk as many times as you like. And that's also different people have different traditions. People dunk three times, like seven times. Again, they have nothing to do with the bracha. I think I heard some they dunk 39 times. I don't know. They keep bouncing up and down. I don't know. The different traditions. Okay. I think the different traditions. But be that as it may, I do want to mention, full disclosure, some people do not like this practice at all from dunking a second time. There's a Tosefta. It involves Parakei Halacha Yud 46. Hatovel Pamayim Mikareza Maguna. Not right. And the Rambam says that Hilchos Mikvos, Parakalavacha Tess, 47. The Rambam says, Atobo Pamayim Mikareza Maguna. He quotes this Tosefta verbatim. He doesn't like it. Okay, it's not good. That's what the Rambam says also. Right. Now, what's the concern? So, what's the problem? Why should it be a problem? So the Rivosh. Right, it's in the truth. It's in Reish Sadi Gimel. It's in Reish Sadi Gimel, 48. V'chein atov b'ayim kemen shetov el karoi lama chozer tov el. Yachshavu she'en el tov el en el haker. People will think, or a person might think, you're only doing it to cool off. And we spoke about maybe you should have proper kavana when you go to the mikvah, so this is a possible detraction somehow from the kavana. You do it a second time, it's mashmah, the first time was no good. Okay? Mashmah, the first time was no good. That's how that's how some suggest. That's what seems to be saying. You know, it's mashmah, there's something wrong, and people know what they're doing. Don't realize what you're doing. Why are you going down a second time? Maybe there's a problem the first time. Maybe the first time. I'm not sure what the issue is. Okay, no, but
nobody's
I know that's a cool. You'll think.
Yeah,
yourself.
No,
I know. I know. I hear. I'm not sure.
You could always
say
the first one.
Yeah. I do want to mention though that the Netziv in one of his tshuvas, the Netziv is a collection of tshuvas called Meishiv Dover, Evans Source 49, Meishiv Dover Chenek Beis Simon Lamed Zion. He quotes, he quotes that it's only considered maguna to dunk a second time. Ain iser maguna ela ba'ofen shekvar yotza. You already came out of the mikveh. Okay, but if you're still in the mikveh, then you can dunk a second time, a third time, 39 times, whatever time you like. Okay, the whole maguna is only if you've come out, because then going back in, you came out already. Now you're going to go back in. There's implication of something wrong with the first tefillah. They get confused. So that's the that's what the tziv is. The whole problem is only when you're concerned that you're left out of the water. If you stayed in the water, it wouldn't be a problem. Piskei Tshuva mentioned an interesting thing. It has to do with this Nira Kemekar issue. Piskei Tshuva here by us in Sim Reish in Sikot and Aleph 50. He says, some quote Even those who are knowing to make the bracha before the tefillah, hanudafka b'chol. It's only on a weekday. On b'Shabbos, b'Shavuos, yishli shalino kain lebarach achar tefillah. Okay, or kodem tefillah b'lachash at least. Okay, what's the world? Is there a difference between Shabbos and a weekday? You hear what the Pesach Yeshiva is saying? He's saying when it comes to weekday, then those who have that minig, okay, they make the bracha before, it's okay. But on Shabbos, it's not okay. Why should we do it on Shabbos and a weekday? And that has to do with what we said about the tefillah. We said the tefillah is allowed to be on Shabbos. Okay, that's Shulchan Aruch and Nichol Shabbos writes in Siman Shinuchov Gimel, Siv Zayin. Mutol ahadkul klei chodesh tefillah, even on Shabbos, it's also by Keli. Okay. But a person can go in. It can't be tovel kli. Okay, but a person. What do we say about a person? Paul said, "Nireke maker." Right, you're allowed to go in because it looks like you're just going to cool off. Right, to the whole problem of tikkun manah. So here's probably what the Pesachei Teshuva means. Yeah, but if you're going to make a bracha before going in, you just gave yourself away. That's why it makes the chilek between Shabbos and a weekday. Since Shabbos, all heter going in has to do with, that's how they, I have to read over, but that's how the Drisha and others point out. Okay. Well, he's not coming in a piece of Shuva. Forget the Drisha. I'm sorry, it wasn't Drisha. The Drisha is something else. But I think it's what the Pesachei Teshuva means. That's what makes that chiluk. Someone else made it before him. So you're telegraphing yourself. You're giving yourself away by making a bracha. Okay? But one second. So if you're looking in Shinchav Gimel, he said, that's about tefillas kelim. You have to disguise what you're doing. And the Mishabur there, that's where it is. The Mishabur there in Sukkot Lamed Zion talks about what the Shulchan Aruch there is in the Shinuchav Gimel, the Shabbat. Mutu lahakbil klei chodosh. Okay, the Machokah. And he says, if it's a kli that's hold water, so you can finish it, fill it up with water, and that works. Why? Because it looks like you're just taking water, right? It doesn't look like you're tovel. And the whole problem is it looks like tikkun manah and so on. So we talked about that. The Mishabura there in Sukkot Lamed Vav writes, Eina Mivarech does Eina Mucha Shosan Shem Tiro. They don't make a bracha. All right. And I would say you can make a bracha. Fine. So I just, it's late. The Drisha in 54, here in Siman Reish by us, and the other posts came there, they say it's a problem in general, going back to a person, it's a problem making a bracha in clear water because it's a Kavod Hashchina. He doesn't like this whole thing with the Chibuk. Folding your shoulder, folding your arm, and so on, because even if you fold, there's still a problem with the erva being exposed. That's what someone what you asked before, right? There's kavod hashchina. You asked, that's right. The issue of kavod hashchina, not a kavod, just your erva exposed. Okay. And the Taz and the Shach, Taz is a cotton gimel, the Shach is a cotton olive, they disagree and said, no, you know, it's better, it is better to make the water off three cups of dust. Okay. All right. So we'll take a look at it. The Shach writes.
Unless it's contaminated the bracha in good water.
Yeah. The Taz the end says that Mekom Mokom, you know, outside, I also told Taz the Chibuk Yadayim, make it, fold your hands over it. Okay. And we know that women know what they're doing and so on. Yeah. Like the Pesachei Teshuva and Sinkot Gimel talks about hot water. Let's look at the last thing. Okay, look at the last thing. Okay, and this is not really our topic, but it comes up here in this the end of the sentence, in Reish. Okay, the Chidah brings up in the Shiurei Bracha 58. Shiurei Bracha, your days and race, you caught an aleph. Okay, you make the Bracha and so on. So I'm just quoting because it's not in the Shulchan Aruch, but it's in the Chidah on the page. Shiurei Bracha. not on the page, another paper. Yesh mokum sort of behind us, ya kala of the tvila we shown a kodam chum vrech and sechiyam. Should a kala going to the mikvah the first time make a sechiyam? Doing a mitzvah you do for many years now, Baruch Hashem, so should you make a sechiyam? If you don't hold such a practice, there was such a minute, okay? And he says, Yodano kimat b'chol tzvotzva lo yesh minit zeh. There was such a minute, but it's not the widespread minute today, and doesn't think you should do it. Tam Sofer was also aware of that meaning, and Or HaChaim, the Shuvitz Or HaChaim saying Nun Hei. Okay, Nafshi Yom Shal also meaning Makomu Shal Kalos Ketulas Lajon LaHachim the Bilas Mitzvah Rocha Shechiyano. Yeah, it was such a practice that they want to make Shechiyano. Tam Sofer likes it. He said, "Look, it's the first time you're doing a mitzvah. Why not? Okay, no, nothing wrong with making Shechiyano. And if you want to read the summary of all the shittas about it, Ravad Yosef." He says, even though the Tam Sofer says it and so on, we don't do that. We don't do the other mitzvahs. Do we make a shechiyano by first time we do other mitzvahs? What about a kala who lights candles, Shabbos candles for the first time? Or other brachas do for the first time? And put on film for the first time. And many other things we do for the first time, we don't make a shechiyano. With all my children, they became Bar Bas Mitzvah, the day the Bar Bas Mitzvah. So I told them to wear the girls, the little dress that they got from their Bas Mitzvah, they're going to wear for the Simcha, for the Kiddush, or whatever. My son, the new suit. And the night they became Bar Bas Mitzvah, the Bobo, I told them to put on that outfit and say Shechiyano on the outfit. And have in mind that Shechiyano is going to cover all the mitzvahs that you're going to start doing. So then you're, what was my hand? Give this up. Suggested. So the make a shechiyano covers everything, but the widespread practice of the kala does not make a shechiyano and go to the mikvah for the first time. Okay, we'll stop over here. So that concludes actually technically Hilchos Nida, and Bez Hashem on Sunday, Monday, I'll just give a two shiur overview of some inyanim related to the mikvah. I'll send my makamos. You'll have those, and we'll see if you're interested. We'll talk about some space up maybe here. Before, okay? Very good. Okay, I want you to have a good day.
Right.